This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Calling Grass Nation, we are conducting an audience survey at gum.fm/touchgrass. And we want to hear from you so that we can keep making content you love.
You know this. We know this. There are ads on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We want to improve that experience. But in order to do so, we need to know a little bit more about you, our audience. This survey is quick, easy, and a free way to support this podcast. It'll take 2 minutes and you'll be helping us out so much by doing it.
Yes, so go to gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our audience survey. That's gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our survey. Thank you for using your precious time online to help us with our podcast.
We love you.
You got mail.
Hi, I'm Millie Tamaris.
And I'm Elise Morales.
And this is
Go Touch Grass,
the podcast where we log in
so you can log off.
Elise and I are two chronically online comedians, and on this podcast, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama so that you don't have to know what's going on.
And if you like what you hear today, guess what? You can hear more because we've already got a Go Touch Grass Patreon set up with our test episodes, trending topics, a weekly newsletter, and our spinoff series, Search History, where we go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And don't forget that we are currently on our hashtag Road to 100.
Road to 100.
We're trying to get 100 reviews on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And when we do, we'll release a very free, very special episode.
Very free.
Very free. As free as can be. Episode on our Patreon. And as of today, Elise, we are at 98 reviews on Spotify.
Wow.
And 77 on Apple Podcasts. So let's keep them coming.
Exactly. Like we said, if you've reviewed on one,
review on the other.
If you got friends that you think would like the podcast, Tell them about it. And then tell them to review.
Tell them, please.
Because we are on the road to 100.
We are. And on the path to 100. It really helps. It helps us bump our stuff. Listen.
We're out here.
Joe Rogan gets a lot of fucking money. $60 million. We just want 2% of that.
Yeah, we want 2% of whatever
Joe Rogan makes. We're funnier and we're less racist.
Yeah.
I can promise we are less racist.
I can promise that too. And we're more vaccinated.
I would say we're
200% more vaccinated.
And 800% less racist. And 100% more of a woman. But
speaking of someone who's less vaccinated, racist, not racist. today we've got a wonderful guest for you guys. He's a comedian, a content creator, co-host of We Have the Receipts for Netflix, and someone who was a bridesmaid at my wedding. You guys know him as Fat Carrie Bradshaw. It's Chris Burns.
Hello. All the rumors are true. Yes.
Vaccinated, not racist.
I will say, especially every time I post a video with a Latino man, Chris will hit me up in the DMs and ask me if they're on what the Kinsey scale
Not is. Every time.
But almost every time.
But now, and the answer is always the same.
He'll accept a blowjob. It's okay. If they're on my Instagram, though, a mouth is a mouth for them. Speaking of a mouth is a mouth, Chris.
These segues for Chris are really, really good. We're really hitting our stride.
Listen, opening question. I want to know. The people want to know. How did you come up with the name Fat Carrie Bradshaw? Is it because you're in a years-long situationship with a sociopath?
I wish.
A rich sociopath,
I know.
That I end up with. Doesn't she end
that
up with
That he dies. Yeah. So yeah, do you does. End up with if he dies?
He dies on the Peloton.
On a Peloton.
She's still got the
Spoiler
closet.
Spoiler alert. Huh?
Well, he wouldn't have died if he wasn't racist, right? Wasn't that what happened?
No.
Didn't they kill canceled. Him because he did something
he
bad?
He got canceled. It was sexual assault. The mother of his children is a beautiful black woman.
Just the sexual assault then.
Just the sexual assault on this one.
Just that one. But yeah, he was like killed off in the first. I haven't gone down the and just like that road.
I haven't either.
But he is a sociopath. But you're not Carrie. Why Carrie Bradshaw?
So the story itself really is not like anything interesting. It was I was high on the couch watching Sex and the City. for the first time because I had never watched Sex and the City. So I was like, had been living here for 2 years maybe, and I was watching it for the first time, and I was like, oh my God, a great handle would be Fat Carrie Bradshaw. And yeah, and then that is just what stuck.
Do you feel like do you feel like you're the Fat Carrie Bradshaw, or is there another character now that you're well into your 30s and you
hell no, out of everyone on the show, I'm definitely a Carrie.
Okay.
The lead.
Okay.
I'm not a Samantha.
Well, I'm just saying, know that. Characters in general does not have to be in the Sex and the City universe.
Oh. Well, yeah, that would be a whole nother
Irene
discussion.
Irene Marrow had a great tweet once that I think about all the time, that she says that her Sex and the City character is that woman who says, who's smoking inside, and she goes, nobody has fun anymore,
falls out
and
the
then
window.
Falls out the window.
Kristen Johnson.
And I kind of, anytime someone asks, I think about that Irene tweet, and I'm like, I think maybe that's me as well. But I do feel
Maggie,
like I'm kind of a Miranda.
Maggie
Widdows. And you
I got
are
the red
redhead.
Hair now.
Yeah.
Maggie Widdows always would say that she was Steve's mom, who was like...
I would say I miss Piggy, like, or like the baby of Jenna Maroney and Tracy Jordan.
So you're just other characters from different
from
shows.
From different shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or on the show, somebody said I give Samantha vibes, but I don't think so.
I think you're Samantha-ish.
Or Charlotte. That's what I'm just projecting now.
Yeah, that's so funny because they're like two opposites, but I do feel like I do feel like you are a Venn diagram of Samantha and Charlotte. Sure. Because I think you do believe in love, but
sadly,
you're also getting railed.
Yeah, I'm getting railed all the time by the most questionable, the most questionable men in New York City.
I feel like we are missing like a trope on Sex and the City. So not everybody fits into the...
What is the trope that you feel like is missing?
I think there's like a lot of... Because I've had this conversation with other people and a lot of people don't fit into like one of the...
four white women who are old and from 30 years ago doesn't encompass...
I guess I'm a Miranda because of the gay stuff.
The gay stuff? Okay.
Yeah, I'm Charlotte because of... The
believing in love.
I guess I'm a mix of Carrie and Miranda.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay. So either
and
way.
And Gunther from Friends.
And who?
And Gunther from and Gunther. Friends.
I would say either way, it's giving DeLulu.
All right, Chris, one more question for you. So a lot of your content... Your content creator, one of your many hats, one of your many wigs.
A wig wall, as we say. They got a wig wall.
Every house should have one.
How do you test that?
You do a lot of reality TV content. You do characters. You do impressions. All kinds of different comedy videos. What do you think about reality TV is such a great jumping off point for character work?
That's such an interesting question. I feel like a lot of big personalities that like are trying to do a personality go on reality TV. So it's easy to like impersonate a lot of them.
I saw people on the Vanderpump Rules Reddit singing your praises.
The
for
people
your Tom
do
Sandoval
love the Tom Sandoval
videos.
And I feel like that's pretty impressive because you, I would, if you, you do kind of look like Tom Sandoval.
Yeah,
I know. I actually shaved the other day and left the mustache just to see, and it looked so much like Tom Sandoval. I couldn't.
But
I mean,
Fat Tom Sandoval. Fat Tom Sandoval.
And also, Tom Sandoval, sadly, guys, is hot.
He is attractive, but also he's one of those people where like the way he
once
acts,
you get to know him, he's not.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
You get the
same
he
as
gives
me.
You a
but
major.
But I feel like he's just a straight man. Like, yeah. When you know any straight man,
he's a very special straight man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's in Special Forces.
And he got carried on. I didn't watch Special Forces, but I was reading the New York Times article
about JoJo Siwa.
And how he was upset that they acted like JoJo Siwa lasted longer than him, but she actually didn't.
Yeah, apparently that moment where he's carried by JoJo Siwa is actually like a triumph of some kind. Like it actually proves that he was winning the challenge.
Interesting.
And so this was another discussion I saw on the Vanderpump Rules Reddit where people were like, people need to stop using the JoJo Siwa thing to come for Tom because there's a lot of other stuff to come for him for, but actually he won that challenge. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Whatever, man.
I think that Tom Schwartz is actually sort of more annoying.
Say that. I am the Tom Schwartz hater.
Tom Schwartz is like
on this earth. I I have a visceral reaction to Tom Schwartz.
I always go back to the episode where he dumped the drink over Katie's head, who was his wife at the time.
Yeah, and then spent two seasons acting, keep saying, she's a nightmare, she's a drunk, she's an alcoholic, all of this stuff. I'm like, you cheat on her and then say, oh, I blacked out. You dumped a drink on her fucking head.
Yeah, and let me be clear. Katie Maloney also, no offense to her, like, the show now is just a nightmare because it's Katie Maloney just is there. She just sits there in the room during every single thing.
I do think
there's
nothing
happening.
I do
anymore.
Think she looks great.
She looks great.
I was going to say she looks good, but it and
they're
Chris,
all over the show. It feels
Chris.
Yeah.
You tell me because I feel like you'll understand. Isn't it kind of extremely offensive and disappointing when a skinny person can't dress? It's like, you have the fucking world. The world is your oyster and you can't put an outfit together, bitch.
It makes me want to rip my own hair out.
Exactly.
If you are a sample size, bitch. If you are anything like smaller than a 10.
I would say
even
12.
14. We'll do 14.
14 because 14
plus
size
on ASOS starts at 14.
Exactly.
Or 16.
Yeah. So if you're under 14.
If you're a medium.
Oh my God.
Don't and you cannot dress.
Disgusting. Disappointing.
It's you need to.
If you're on reality TV and you can't dress,
Giselle and Ashley, the Real Housewives of Potomac, Giselle and Ashley are the two worst dressers I've ever seen in my life.
Ashley is not.
And they're starting a clothing line.
Well,
that's rough.
It's athleisure. It's athleisure. It's not really clothes. And also, I will say, the Selling Sunset girls.
They pull looks, honey.
But I'm like, but are those looks to show a house?
No.
They're wearing like what a Mexican pop star wears. Like,
well, it's also not appropriate to like scream at each other at an open house. So I don't think we're like really that concerned about selling houses.
I feel like Selling Sunset at this point. The selling of houses is so ancillary to what
some of them
happening.
I feel like haven't even sold a house. They like the last season ended with their hiring a new girl who hadn't even taken her real estate like boards or whatever. What are they called? The test.
The test.
She hadn't gone to real estate school before getting hired. So I think we're just looking for hot drama.
There was one episode last season where Chelsea was the British one was wearing like a fully plastic top, a hard plastic top. And I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, but I'm like, this is what people wear. Like, I don't even think people would dress like this to go to a club in Berlin.
She looked like she was going to space.
Yeah.
Chelsea told me that she's the only one that doesn't use a stylist. She gets all of her own. But she does have amazing.
She looks great. I'm just saying.
It's fashion. It's just not for
space.
Home selling.
It's for space.
Well, so you say, so what your answer is that reality TV has a lot of big personalities that are easy to
it's
kind
just
of
like,
pick
yeah,
up on
the
and
work,
like exaggerate into comedy.
Or and like dumb drama and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like, although things have been changing, I feel like. Like reality, Bravo reality at least. I feel like the past year has been bupkis.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, boring.
Yeah, boring.
Potomac, boring. Miami, even, like,
I
not
love
great.
Miami. I think it's great.
I've been starting my Miami journey.
It was great, but I'm like, I can't watch Lisa Hochstein.
Yeah, well, Larsa is yelling at somebody with cancer, so I think it's pretty funny. But anyway, okay.
Is it
well,
time?
Chris... Welcome to Go Touch Grass.
Thank you.
We're going to get into our discourse.
Mm-hmm.
And baby, you said two words in your response to reality TV. You said dumb drama. And that's what today's topic is going
amazing.
To be.
Amazing.
And that's
favorite.
Kind of what we're all about.
That's what we're all about.
On the
we're
pod.
Getting, yeah, we're getting into some things that people are talking about online. And I'm pretty sure neither of you. Because this kind of skimmed my FYP.
Mm-hmm.
So I very highly doubt that your FYPs are touching this.
If it's not a Karen demanding her money back at a Chipotle, it's probably not on my for you page.
I will watch a Karen get kicked off a plane.
Oh, the best. Oh, Karen gets owned. I'm watching the whole 10 minutes.
I think at this point I've seen, if a video exists of someone being kicked off a plane, like I've seen every video of someone being kicked off a plane.
Before we get started, there's been the funniest trend, and I'm like tried to figure out how to include it, but there's just no way. But it's like a funny trend of women, like of girls telling their dads and brothers that they got a job on an oil rig.
I saw that too. It's very funny.
I'll link my favorite one, which is this Boston. This Boston like guy who's like, "You're a fucking idiot, Ariana," like to her his daughter. Anyway, okay. Back to the discourse. Today's discourse brings you to Afrobeats/Nigerian TikTok and Twitter. Okay.
I'm going to say that's probably not where my FYP has been taking me.
It's not. It's okay. So this discourse starts at the concert of an Afrobeat singer called Omah Lay. Have you heard of Omah Lay?
Is Omah Lay the person who performed at the Grammys? No?
No, yes. At least for the eighth time. That was Burna Boy.
I'm sorry.
He's been out for a long time.
I'm sorry. I don't, like I said, this is not my FYP.
He had like a very, very popular song like 4 years ago. I'm like, I'm going to need you to just Google it.
Burna Boy.
Okay. Well, Omah Lay is a very popular Nigerian Afrobeat singer. And there's a huge Afrobeat scene, obviously in the U.S., but a huge scene in London. So Omah Lay had a show in London last week. And apparently in every show, he invites a woman on stage to dance with him. Like, that's kind of his thing. He's always going to, and he kind of like, he sings too. So he's like kind of a sexy heartthrobby. I would say kind of like a Usher vibe.
I was about to say, I was like, it's giving Usher to
It's like a Usher vibe thing, okay. Right? So let's put that in the thing. He's like, Usher, he's sexy. He's like doing sexy music, whatever. And yeah, like that is an Omah Lay thing. Everyone knows that if you go to an Omah Lay show, there's a possibility you can come on stage and dance. At this event, at the Aventum Apollo, which is a venue in London, he invited this woman to come on stage and dance. And the woman came to her show with her boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Or came to the show with her boyfriend.
Okay.
Now, this is an audio medium. And if I play the clip, it's just going to be like a lot of like concert yelling. So I'm going to play the clip, but I'm going to have Chris and, aka Fat Carrie Bradshaw, and Elise narrate what they're seeing.
Okay.
And yes, we're going to put the video on the Instagram, but for this, Elise and Chris, I want you narrate what you're seeing, who's around, what the reaction is, and everything.
I thought you were going to say who's aroused, and I'm like, it might get there.
Yeah.
Who's aroused?
She's into it. She's throwing it back. Now he's walking her up the steps. She's very into this. It looks choreographed.
Yeah, she's doing, like if I had to guess, I would think that she was prepped for this. Yeah, she's like doing...
It's silhouettes. Very sexy silhouettes with the red... We dropped a sheet
over them.
The silhouette's getting sexier.
And now, yeah, she's like, you know, she's sexy dancing.
Oh my God.
Okay, now she's like backing it up on him. And he's pretending to
fuck her in the ass.
Yeah, he... Or just from behind.
Yeah, forgot about it.
Could have been either hole there, but... Okay, now she's
kind of
gyrating. Now they're kind of pretending to do it from the front.
Seeming to fuck is what it looks like. The microphone is in an... Okay,
yeah,
it's erotic.
It's certainly erotic. And they are very specifically bumping their pelvises together, both facing each other and behind.
Time.
Oh my God, it really does look like they're kissing.
What is going on?
They're grabbing.
It seems like they're one now.
Yeah, they morphed into one body.
She's loving it.
He went away, and then she went and jumped back for a hug. She seems very excited and happy about everything.
She's loving.
That's
There's someone watching that's very upset.
Okay.
Assuming it's the boyfriend. Well, he's shaking
and the
his
text
head.
Over the boyfriend did say, "It's an evil world."
Is that the man crying?
The boyfriend is walking away. Yeah, the boyfriend's walking away alone. Now, this appears to be after the show.
Oh, is that the girl?
I think that might be her.
I think that's her.
It's hard because she was silhouetted.
He is gone.
Yeah, he is gone. I would certainly say everyone was aroused except for the boyfriend, who was not aroused at all.
The boyfriend looked angry. Not angry, disappointed, mm-hmm. I would say.
Saddened.
Saddened.
Hurt, maybe.
He didn't look like, at no point was like, this man's going to rush the stage. He just kind of looked like,
yeah, I will sad. Say it went beyond like lap dance dancing, and they were bumping pelvises, like I said,
lot, yeah.
in a way that was meant to look like they were fucking each other. So
yeah.
Now, do you think that's cheating?
No.
It's not cheating.
It's not cheating, but I would be also be like, you were really into that.
Yeah. I would be like, you know, I think when he turned you around and pretended to have sex with you from behind, that was a yeah. little much.
And then
for
when
me.
You started thrusting back at him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then went back multiple times.
And then you were both thrusting pelvises forward. Like I think
it's
you
a
could
style
reasonably...
of dance, but yes.
That was not dancing.
The yeah, one yeah, yeah. where he turned her around and was holding her waist.
Yeah,
and
what
pretending
style of
to...
dancing is that?
That is a dance. Like humping? For the premise, yes, it is. Like that is the dances that people do. But anyway,
it looks
okay.
beyond like grinding to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay.
But I wouldn't call it cheating.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess if grinding is cheating...
So, but I'm asking you, do you think grinding
I don't
is cheating?
Think grinding
no,
is cheating.
You
don't
think grinding
is cheating.
Cheating. Okay.
Especially in the context of that you're pulled up on stage at a concert where it's like known that you're going to be pulled up on stage and it's kind of like understood to be a performance.
Yeah, yeah. And they're right in the front, so I'm assuming she's a big fan.
Well, guys, this video has gone insanely viral.
Okay.
Insanely viral. What I just showed you was a compilation of 5 or 6 different angles of it, but I can't even, it's not like it was one video that went viral. It was like everybody and everyone has a reaction. Again, it reaches Nigeria. It reaches, which Nigeria, like online, has huge, huge online presence, obviously. Obviously, we're in the US and we're talking about something that yeah. happened in London, in a concert in London. So, many, many people feel like this woman humiliated her boyfriend and was insanely cruel and insensitive. While other people feel like it's not that big a deal. It's a concert. And if it's your favorite artist and you get on stage, like, why wouldn't you go on stage? So that's kind of where the internet's been.
Yeah.
Was like, is this cheating? This girl's a whore. So terrible yeah. stuff. So the woman named Jasani gets an onslaught of hate from a lot of men saying crazy shit to her, like very insanely misogynistic things of like she's a whore, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the internet finds her and it goes bad. She has to lock her all of her accounts, turn off the comments on all her videos. Like, it's really bad.
And she's like, it was worth every second of it.
Well, even Oma Lay, the fucking singer, throws her under the bus. And he's like,
no, Oma Lay.
Oma he's like, Lay. She wanted it.
Now no. I'm glad you weren't at the Grammys.
Well, yeah. Jesus Christ, at least. He said, he tweeted, because there's so much hype around this. He tweeted and he said, I asked her if she was alone and she said yes. If I knew she had a boyfriend, I would have picked someone else. Now,
when did he ask her that?
Exactly, because you just watched the video.
He points at her and calls her on stage. At what point did they have a conversation?
Exactly.
What?
Unless
so,
she was,
no.
in fact, a plant.
Amalay, no.
Exactly. So, no. In Jepsen, online streamer Kai Cenat. Do you know Kai Cenat?
No.
Kai Cenat is not known to me.
Well, he has 9 million Twitch subscribers, 5.1 million YouTube subscribers, and he was named Streamer of the Year at the 2003 Streamer Awards. Did you know that was a thing?
I literally just learned about the Streamer Awards, and from what I've heard, they are extremely bizarre to watch because these people who are like used to being Twitch streamers show up in their like literal pajamas, but like it is an event, and I think they're called like the Streamies, and it's very awkward. That right. was what I literally just learned
I've
about.
I've never watched board. Twitch.
Well, I had a show on Twitch, so, and I feel like you were on it, Chris. You
I
never
love
did Judge
Twitch.
Millie. You love Twitch.
No, I never did do Judge Millie.
Oh,
actually,
sorry.
So I do hate Twitch.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, anyway. I'm really surprised. I'm gonna that you guys don't know Kai because I'm gonna share something and tell me if this rings a bell.
Okay, I'm nervous.
This is just something about Kai, so you can get the context of like
okay,
his whatever, right? On August 4th, 2023, Kai announced a giveaway of PlayStation
yes,
5. Yes. Okay, then yes. Okay. And gift cards. Immediately, yes, I yes. do know.
I'm going to read it for those who don't.
Got it.
In Union Square, Manhattan, with Twitch streamer Phantom. Thousands of his followers appeared at the impromptu event, which soon spiraled out of control and developed into a riot. The NYPD mobilized forces in the area as a large group swarmed the Best Buy and other businesses. Sanai was arrested by the NYPD for inciting civil unrest. Police also made 65 other arrests. Kai was later charged by the NYPD with first-degree rioting, inciting a riot, and unlawful assembly.
I very much remember this now that you're saying it. I think for me, you know, there's that meme of, like, when someone introduces themselves to you and they say, my name is, and you just hear, like, static or whatever.
Yeah.
That happens to me when someone says Twitch streamer, the name just immediately goes away. But when you give me the context of this, yes, I have heard of this
names
person.
Also just, I feel like the past, I used to remember names like this. And then all of a sudden, like when I was, I don't know, 25, I just cannot remember a name names. To save my life.
It stopped happening. I also, it's like not even remembering a name, remembering a handle. Mm-hmm. It's not
a face.
It's not going to happen.
I think I have early onset Alzheimer's.
Well, that's not the show for that. We cannot go into that, Chris. We need to put a pin in that.
Put a pin in the discourse of Chris.
Chris having early onset Alzheimer's. Okay, girl. So you can understand, like, who Kai is and his followers. And again, Kai's extremely popular. Offset has gone on his thing. Nicki Minaj has done streams with him. Like, insanely popular. So, Kai does, on his Twitch, does a streamed reaction video to what we just saw.
Oh, so like what we did.
What we just did.
We're just like him.
And he gets, like, he just really just gets up from his chair and screams. And he's like, I can't believe this bitch, and like so disgusted and all this stuff. For context, Kai is 22.
Oh.
Just in case.
Yeah.
So Kai wanted to do something where he brought both parties of the couple on his show.
Oh, he's going to do an Esther
Perel. Do we
Perel.
Know if the couple's still together?
The couple is not together anymore.
Did they break up over this?
They broke up over this.
Mm. That's because intense.
Right? So the woman said she wasn't going to go on Kai's show unless she was paid. And Kai and his followers dished out even more hate towards Jasani. They were like, "What's your problem?"
She also would be walking into like a trap.
Yeah, exactly. Like number one, this guy already has shown that he doesn't like her, so she's gonna have an antagonistic interviewer, and also he's gonna make a bunch of money having them on the
and
show.
And also,
together.
She would have to sit in a room with her boyfriend that broke up with her because she was dancing with that guy at a concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like this is like a journalistic integrity thing where you're like not supposed to pay people who appear in documentaries or whatever. Like, this guy is using this to get clicks and views. He's going to make a buttload of money off of having these two people on. He should pay her.
Well, guys, so the woman says no. Everyone hates on her, calling her a gold digger, all this stuff. So Kai finds the boyfriend.
A gold digger, please.
A gold digger because she wanted to be. That's well, a lot. It's a lot.
Kai finds the boyfriend. And he feels so bad for him. Mm. He feels so bad.
Do we know how old the girl is and the guy and the boyfriend?
I don't. But I'm going to give a guess. They can't be over. She can't be over 27. She's young. Like, yeah, I feel like all the players, like Omar Ley is like 26. Like, I feel like everyone's in their early 20s in this. So Kai gives the boyfriend $20,000. And invites him to a Twitch stream and does a Twitch stream with the boyfriend, right? So now we're going to watch a clip of the Twitch stream.
It's real, man.
And how long was y'all dating for?
How long was what?
Yeah, how long was y'all dating for?
Dating? Less than a year.
Wait, why did I hear 7 years? So that was a rumor?
It
was a rumor? It was a rumor?
Yeah, rumor.
Okay, so there was a rumor, okay?
Yeah.
So you just cleared it up? Less than, I don't know where they got that rumor.
Yeah, I cleared it up now.
Cleared it up. Here's my thing. My thing is for you to just clear up anything that you feel what I'm saying, what people are saying and stuff like that. But also, I want to make sure that after today, bro, we gonna support you know, get your shit started, because what happened on that shit, that shit's crazy to me. When I seen that, I was like, my brother, from brother to brother, let me go help you out. Okay? So look, first things first, we got 20 beautiful ladies here for you. Okay? Mm. They came here for you.
Okay. Okay.
So before you guys give your commentary on what you just saw, I want you to know that Kai, yes, hosted a segment on his Twitch called 20 Women Versus One Man, where he brought 20 women to date, like a perspective, like a dating show for this guy.
This guy who got kind of embarrassed. This man just hates
women, it seems.
Well,
I feel like the outsized reaction from what I'm going to guess is like younger dudes. Like you said, this guy Kai is 22, is like, it speaks to kind of that thing of like a straight dude's ultimate fear is that a girl's going to embarrass him somehow. And like that this guy had to feel embarrassed, even though like no one knows who you are, that's your girlfriend. Like actually in the scheme of what happened, nobody really knows that it happened except for you and your girlfriend, and it could just be a conversation when you got home that's like, I think you went a little far on the dancing, and like it hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, my manhood was rocked at the Omalay concert, and it like all of like, if he had just kept it cool while the dancing was taking place, none of this would have gone viral. It could have been a private conversation between him and his girlfriend. If I guess he wanted to break up with her over it, he could have done so. You're allowed to break up with someone for any reason. But, like, because he was so visibly pissed and embarrassed, I feel like that contributed to it going viral. And then all of these other dudes seeing their worst fear of being embarrassed in public created this frenzy when actually, like, I don't know, she danced at a concert with a guy who dances with women at his concerts.
Yeah.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths but have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Audible's best of 2024 picks are here. Discover the year's top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals in all your favorite genres. From memoirs and sci-fi to mysteries and thrillers, Audible's curated list in every category is the best way to hear 2024's best in audio entertainment. Like a stunning new full cast production of George Orwell's 1984. Heartfelt memoirs like Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's Lovely One. The year's best fiction like The Women by Kristen Hanna. And Percival Everett's brilliantly subversive James. Audible. There's more to imagine when you listen. Go to audible.com/imagine and discover all the year's best waiting for you.
Yeah. I feel like the Twitch streamer, a 22-year-old, what's his name again?
Kai Cenat.
I feel like getting so much money at such
a young age
is also like the worst thing that can happen to somebody's personality. And I feel like now there's like all the entitlement and the fact that he's starting riots in Union Square and like riot.
I think
this poor girl.
Well, I also think like I just remember in like high school and in middle school, if a guy would be like, hey, you want to go out with me or something, to the girl and she's like no, he'd kind of take it or he whatever, but then all his guy friends are around him like, yo, what? Like, you're going to take this? Like, And then, like, the guy, like, feels like he has to act out. Like, that's what I feel like. I feel like it's an online, like, international echo of all these men being like, I can't believe that you would do that. And, like, this is the worst thing. The way that people have like mobilized, texted, tweeted all this stuff about this guy who like, I'm like, you would think he like lost his whole family in a car accident or something like that. He's like, we're going to support you. We're going to come through for you.
Yeah.
We're going to make
sure. Also, we don't know anything else about the relationship or like one single fact about like things that he probably has done to her.
Well, they were dating for less than a year. It's like, that's actually still in the period of time of like finding out about your overall compatibility. Yeah. Like, this could have just been an overall compatibility moment where he's like, I don't want my girlfriend to dance so sexy at the concert and like whatever. Yeah. And also, I just wonder, my other question is, I wonder if this guy, would this guy go to a strip club?
Well,
That's also, do you think strip clubs are cheating?
Yeah, well, like would Kai say the same guys thing if this guy went to a strip club for his friend, let's say his friend was having a bachelor party and this guy went to a strip club and got a lap dance and his girlfriend was mad at him and called it cheating, where would Kai stand on
that? That's normal.
I don't think that's...
strip club, they're like at the very least topless, if not like...
Depending. In London, the strip clubs are like... intense.
Oh really?
Discourse. I don't know anything about that.
You
but...
remember that?
Well, they like wear like I went to a strip club in London not that long ago, and actually like 2 months ago, and they were all wearing gowns, but then like it's just a like
so it was burlesque.
Everything's like a private situation.
I just wonder, I feel like if we chipped away at some of this logic, it would be very easy to find a double standard.
Well, you want to keep going?
Yeah, I guess we are.
It gets more interesting, okay? So the way that the e-dating show worked for Kai Cenat is that the boyfriend had to go like through 20 women and pick who he liked the most. And after going through 20 women, the man had chose between this girl named 7TV and another participant, Jazz. Okay. He ended up picking 7TV. Now we have the backlash to the backlash.
This is a classic part of the show.
The classic part of the show.
Where we get backlash to the backlash.
Backlash to the backlash. Obviously, many people feel like this whole controversy is sexist. And it's exploitative to offer the boyfriend money and not just honey. Like, everything
and act like she's... disgusting for asking to be paid, but you actually can give the dude $20,000 just because
he has like unlimited. That man is giving away electronics in Union Square. Like, he has money.
Yeah, it's fine, but he refused to give because she embarrassed him and she shouldn't profit anything. But he, you know, even though it is a trap. So on top of everything that we talked about, let's talk about the woman who won the e-dating show, right?
Oh, God.
So, it's 7TV. She has over 60,000 followers on Instagram.
Let's guess why she was going on this e-dating thing.
Well, for clout. But also, she has like 23,000 on her Twitter and TikTok. So, she has a following. She's a media personality.
Mm-hmm. What is her thing?
She's just like...
Is she like an OnlyFans girl?
No, she's just like does like get readies with me and stuff like that.
Oh,
like
fun.
She's just like a creator.
Yeah.
Right? This girl is like didn't do anything wrong. She's just like a cute girl, right? But guess what? She wins. She gets all the spotlight. Now Kai's followers are digging into her social medias and they're seeing her photos without makeup and doing her get ready with me. And they're like screaming. She's a catfish.
Oh my god!
Not this bullshit too.
She's been on the receiving ends of being a catfish, because when she wears makeup, she looks different. This is her without makeup. This is her with makeup.
She looks like she's herself with makeup on.
Seems like women can't win with the Kai
Cenat
crowd.
Yeah, I'm starting
to
get a feeling like these guys don't like women.
Yeah, so my question to you both is wearing makeup catfishing?
No.
If you're doing it correctly. No. I mean, I don't fucking think so. Yeah. But
also, like, these are her public social media. She is literally posting herself without makeup and with makeup. How could it be a catfish?
Well, they say like it's bamboozled. So then what happens is that this guy gets made fun of all over again. They're like, this guy keeps catching L's. He can't win. He can't win. This guy has bad occurs. I feel
like he won. $20,000 to talk online to 20 women seems like a win to me.
Well, yeah. So
and this girl is hot. She's hot, with makeup on or off. It's so wild to me. And again, I feel like this is like a young men thing too. That like they legitimately don't know what makeup is and what it does. And when they see makeup, they are bamboozled. But that's a you problem, babe. It's a you problem that you see eyeliner on an eye and you think that's a natural eye. Well, it's a you problem that you see a full set of mink lashes and you go, that's her natural lashes. That's you are being bamboozled because you are lacking stupid. Mentally in the skills to see, oh, that's a smoky eye. That's not her natural eye.
Well, they're like, what happened to her eye? Why does she always have two black eyes?
Or why does she always have purple lids?
Yeah.
Like some of it is
I thought the interior part of your eyelid was naturally sparkling. Like, no, it's crazy. Like, I thought your lips were red. But it is unbelievable to me that men, on the one hand, say that women have to do all of this labor to look great and get dressed up and do all
if
of this
if you don't,
stuff.
You're ugly. That's the first thing that they'll say on your thing.
Yeah, is you're ugly.
Is you're ugly, you're fat, whatever. If you get surgery or do anything, you're fake.
Yeah.
Where's your natural body? If you don't wear makeup, you're ugly.
If you wear leggings that are too tight or too, like, a catfish.
Yeah, you're for... It's just like, yeah, this is a crowd of people where no woman could.
These are also men
win.
That are sitting at home all day watching another guy on Twitch talking about women and stuff. So it's like, where's the line from streamer to incel? You know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah. And that's a big no thing offense. That's going. No offense. No, you guys can watch me. Especially if you watch me and Elise stream all day.
Yeah.
We are cool.
Yeah.
And we love people.
Yeah, but also people aren't like going on about how despicable the things you're talking about are. You know
or
what I
people
mean?
We're not even
or the women
Kai
you're
looks
talking
this,
about.
Kai looks
are.
That. I'll say this: the boyfriend's handsome.
Yeah,
he's
he
a handsome man.
He was a handsome and charming.
He's handsome. He's a handsome man. And my favorite is seeing black British people try to understand black American people. It's really funny. He's like, what did you say?
The boyfriend isn't even the villain to me in this. The boyfriend to me is just like kind of a young dude who got his feelings maybe a little overhurt at the concert, but also like, yeah, you're allowed to break up with people over anything. Yeah. You're a year and a half in. Like, you're
not even
like,
less than a year.
Yeah, less than a year. You're less than a year in. You're allowed to have lines for yourself and things that you want for your partner and whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
I would have
he's
reacted.
He's not the ultimate villain to me of all of this. It's more the online mob
I
surrounding
guess,
him.
They should have, like, yeah. I would have made, like, a joke about it, but in a way that was, like, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Or I would have made jokes probably for the next 3 days about, like, you sure you don't want to go with your boyfriend to...
Yeah, I guess.
And
I'm
then get
just
over
like,
it. Like, I feel like it's not a breakupable crime.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I mean, whatever. It's his right. But I'm also just like, I don't know, man. I'm like, people are like, I would never let my girlfriend. And it's just like, you guys are dating. Like, you don't own somebody or you don't own somebody's body or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
to me, it feels like something that could just be a conversation as two people who are dating. The thing that I think the boyfriend did wrong was being so visibly pissed off and like the storming away where you see him like walking away from her at the end. I think it's and like watching and being so upset, whatever. It's like, chill out.
Yeah.
Like, put your game face on. You don't have to like the situation, but, like, you're creating a worse scenario by being so visibly upset that people are now going to be taking videos of you and doing a compilation and sharing them. Like, the only reason that people in the audience and in the world knew that she had a boyfriend who was upset is because he was acting so visibly upset.
I think people, like, kind of, like, turned the camera to
see his
reaction.
Also, I'm like, how did they know that it was him?
They found her. They found him.
It's let's talk about this when we get home.
It's also something to me of like, they hated this other woman. The woman that was supposed to like save this guy, they hated on her. Yeah, it just seems like it's impossible. Well, Jasani posted this like a long apology video.
And wait, that's the girl?
Jasani's the girl. So let's hear her apology video.
Hi everyone. I said I was gonna do story time and tell my side of the story because the amount of hate that I'm getting called all types of things that I've never even heard before. Like, it's getting a bit scary and I keep coming and keep coming, like, whoa. So I really wanna explain myself and address a few rumors as well. But obviously, before I get that started, I want to publicly apologize to him. Obviously, me and him, we've had private conversations where we spoke, but since it was public, I think the right thing for me to do is to publicly apologize to him. Like, that was bad, but, you know, I made it was honestly a mistake. If I knew this would, like, get this far, I wouldn't even go to the concert. Oh. I don't know, because this is not worth the hate that I'm receiving. But yeah, since it was public, I want to publicly apologize to him. So yeah, let's just get straight into like the story. The rumors, actually, I want to address the rumors first. So first of all, who's Fafa? No, who's that person? Whoever said that my name is Fafa, can you come? No, come please. Because how, I literally went on stage, I literally said my name is Jess. I said it twice. So I don't know how people are getting this information from. That's not my name, please. Like, no. And also people saying that he's the one that bought the tickets. Who told you that as well? Who said he's the one that bought the tickets? It was me. I'm the one that bought the tickets. I wanted me and him to have a good time because, you know, like, we're young, like, real young. So, like, I thought this is a good thing to do. Let me just take our man to a concert. Let's have fun. Like, that's it. There's nothing wrong with that. I beg, since when is it illegal to do so? Since when? That just tells you a lot because us women, we can do things as well. Like, if I want to take my man out, I'll take my man out. So yeah, like I said, it was me. Anyways, also, me and him, like, we've had private conversations about going on stage with OMLA because he does this at his shows. If you really know OMLA, you will know that he's done this in his past, at his past concerts. Like, this is what he does. This is literally what he does. Like, it's nothing new. So obviously, I said to him, if I was to get called on stage, I'm going to go on stage. And he said that's fine. Like, he's been saying that's fine. Like, me and him never, ever, ever had an issue with me going on stage. Even when the time came, like, I think there was a video where people were saying, like, I was moving away from him. Like, I was pushing him away. Like, no. Like, and then she looked at me and said, you said I want to eat this. So obviously, I just got really excited because OMLA is like one of my favorite artists. I don't care what anybody says, like, you all have favorite artists. I didn't want to hear that. Like, so he's mine. So obviously, he's my favorite artist, not mine. So obviously, I got really excited. I was just genuinely happy. And obviously, when I moved to the side, that was when he asked me to go on stage. I was just waiting for, obviously, the security to get me out of the crowd. That's why I was even stood there.
I feel bad that she has to even
felt the need
do
to
this.
Do that, yeah.
It's just like, it just reminds me of these weird things that will happen on TikTok with other people's relationships where people get so crazy invested. Like, remember when there was that video a while ago about Couch Guy?
Yes.
And it was like a girl posted a video that she was like, I surprised my boyfriend by visiting him at college. And then it's a video of her coming through the door and he's sitting on the couch and he's sitting next to another girl and he people on the internet perceived him as like not having jumped up quickly enough, not seeming enthusiastic enough. And it ended up going like crazy viral. Mm-hmm. And people are like, suddenly they're body language experts saying like this and that. And it seems like the same thing is happening to her. People are like, look, she's moving away from him. They don't even have her fucking name right.
Yeah.
Saying stuff that's like, how would you know who bought the concert tickets? Like people.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he bought the concert tickets and you embarrassed him. Like that's a slap in the face.
And like, it's like, who's, people will just say shit online and it's for no reason. Because at the end of the day, this is like a dispute between two random fucking people who you didn't know anything about before this moment. And you don't know anything about now. You think that her name is Fafa.
Yeah.
And she said her name is Jazz.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I wish she had just been like, that was me. I don't care. I don't apologize.
But it's scary when you're getting that level.
No, I know. That's why, like, obviously I probably would have buckled and done the same thing. But like, yeah, I feel for her.
I think it's nice for her to be like, you know, or yeah, like.
But I don't think that this guy, like, he went on this show, took $20,000, competed for 20 women.
Yeah.
The time for a public apology is
gone. Yeah.
And one thing that he could do, I know I said he's not the ultimate villain and I don't really think that he is, but one thing he could do is say, lay off of her.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm good. We've talked. We're broken up. I've received $20,000. I have a new girlfriend. Like, let's maybe.
She's a catfish.
Yeah, I have my new girlfriend's a catfish. I've kind of focused on my new cat. I've been catfished now.
Apparently, because
so.
She wears a foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. Like, I think it's like, I always like when people say, like, give public apologies for public things. Like, whatever. It wasn't a sensitive thing to do, quote unquote, but I'm just like, I don't know, like, I don't think it's that disrespectful, but I'm sure, like, it's not the best and it's not cool and you wouldn't be jazzed if your partner is doing that. So I get that, but it's also like, it would just be a conversation if it wasn't fucking millions of people commenting and sending her shit. And the cursory research that I did to find, again, the cursory research that I did just to find this stuff, I saw hateful comments about the girl, the 7 TV girl, like a minor character. I can't imagine, like, the comments that Jasani's getting.
Yeah, and
it doesn't take much for guys to do, like, send violent shit, but it's like,
it does seem like also, this is a known part of this guy's concerts. It was known to both of them when they went. They're standing right in the front.
In the front, yeah.
She's
exactly.
extremely beautiful. So, like, you as someone, and according
to her,
they had
conversations about this before, like, it seems like she's the super fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it maybe, like honestly, maybe they had the conversations, and then when he watched it in real life, he was like, I actually didn't like this. But again, that's just a conversation you can have when you
get home. It doesn't, like, okay, it won't happen. I'll stop grinding on pop stars when I go to a
show. Well, she's not going. I would not want to go to a concert ever again.
No. But it's also like, if this is something that's really going to make you feel bad as a man, like if this is something that's going to humiliate you as a man, then don't go with your super hot girlfriend and stand in the front row of a concert where the guy who's doing the concert is known for bringing up girls up on stage and sexy dancing with them.
Yeah. But I'm also like, Omalé shouldn't have said anything.
No, the fact that Omalé said that he asked her if she was with anyone, and the video clearly just shows him pointing at her and then bringing her on stage. Get the fuck out of here.
He should have been like, leave her alone.
He should have said, this is my super fan. This is someone who I'm one of their favorite artists. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Justice for Jasani.
Justice for Jasani. We declare it here.
We declare it here. Girl Touch Grass says, # justice for the BBL girl. Mm-hmm. Justice for Jasani. Leave women alone. Women can enjoy things. Women can have big butts.
Women can have big butts. Women can wear foundation.
Yes.
And they can grind on whoever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they can be silhouetted on stage with their favorite artist who is kind of pretending to go at them from behind.
Yeah.
If that's known to everybody before they go to the concert, then it's allowed.
Yeah, we allow it. Well, that's our discourse.
And what a discourse
it was.
It was
loaded, right? I said, this is crazy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
And I really do feel bad for
her. I feel so bad for
her.
We're going to move into our next segment now, and it's someone who I don't think you're going to feel bad for at all. All right, I'm going to unplug this. So just don't, neither of you have headphones on. Okay. All right, so Chris, our next segment is Grasshole of the Week.
Ooh.
This is our segment where we declare the person online who needs to go touch grass the most. Today, we are declaring Table Boston, and specifically Table Boston's owner, Jen Royal, our Grasshole of the Week. Have either of you guys heard about this?
That's my cousin.
That's your cousin.
Chris's she cousin, Jen Royal.
She would be.
My mom's side.
I know. She would be.
Wait, what? So who is she?
We're talking about Table Restaurant in Boston. This is a communal style eatery.
Ugh. Blur.
4 days ago, when Twitter user at Trevor Chauvin posted screenshots of a DM that he received from the owner of, say it again, communal style eatery Table in Boston. And this, he posted it with the caption, "Wild story incoming. Last month, we had to cancel our Boston trip after I was hospitalized. As a result, I had to use travel insurance to get my money back on our hotel, train, and restaurant reservations."
Wild. Who has ever had travel insurance?
So apparently
people,
this is a whole
it.
Other
people
thing.
People do it, yeah.
No, this is actually something that is important to the story. Chase credit cards offer you travel insurance. It's like a perk of the card.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
so,
interesting. I do have a venture card.
Yeah,
if
so
you
I'm
book
saying,
stuff. No, but I feel like most travel credit cards, if you book a hotel through them, they offer travel
they
insurance.
They have like a travel insurance policy. So this is a travel insurance policy that was like he gets through his credit card.
Got it.
Yeah.
And that is an important
facet
of the story. So he says, you know, he used the travel insurance. "Today I got this message from at Table Boston. And now I would love to do a staged reading."
Yes.
Millie, I'm going to have you read as Table Boston.
Okay.
And then Chris, you are going to read as Trevor, and just be warned, Trevor's response is lengthy.
So, beautiful.
Millie.
"Hi, Trevor. I own Table Restaurant in Boston, and I just wanted to personally thank you for screwing over my restaurant and staff when you disputed your cancellation fee. I really hope in the future you have more respect for restaurants, especially small business such as mine. Pathetic." And this is a DM.
This is a DM from the official account.
Big mistake, number one.
Table, it's literally from their official
as a
Instagram.
Business, like, to send something you know can be screenshot. Wow.
Yeah, Trevor's response is like,
"My stomach turns with the gross decision to search for, find, and direct message a customer like this. Despite that fact, I hope the following message finds you well. Firstly, I want to express my disappointment and shock at the tone and content of your message. As a patron and supporter of independent restaurants, I understand the challenges small businesses face, particularly in a post-COVID world. My decision to use my credit card's travel insurance to address the lofty cancellation fee was not made lightly, and certainly not with the intention to screw over your establishment or your staff. It is crucial to note that my cancellation was due to unforeseen circumstances, specifically hospitalization, which falls under the protection of my travel insurance. This was not a matter of disrespect or disregard for your business, but a legitimate use of my consumer rights under exceptional circumstances of finding myself in the ER. Secondly, my husband did call the restaurant and was told that it was out of their control and to take it up with my credit card if I was so butthurt," in quotes. Jen, is it Jen? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah. It is pronounced Jen.
It's G-I-E-N. Maybe it's just a miss.
Oh.
It's a typo.
I was like, yeah, no, it's Jen.
"Jen, the nature of our interaction and your approach to this situation, I will no longer be considering Table for my upcoming rebooked Boston plans next month. I will also be sharing my experiences within my network and publicly, as it is important for potential customers to be aware of how situations like mine are handled. Moving forward, I hope you will consider a more empathetic and professional approach when dealing with similar situations. The success of small businesses is something I care deeply about, but mutual respect and understanding are paramount. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I wish you, and particularly your staff, all the best. Have the day you deserve. Sincerely, Trevor.
So, reactions to this initial interaction between Trevor and Table.
I just, such good casting on your part.
Because thank you.
At first I was like, Chris would be a way better Jen, but then I'm like, no, Chris really nailed it on like a white gay guy
who's fucking pissed.
Typecast.
Yeah, and is gonna employ like kind of like legalese to get back in.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little outside your character. I feel like you would just put fuck you.
Yeah, it would not have been like that.
I would have truly just screenshotted and immediately posted it and said shit. But yeah, like,
that was so long.
But it was a lengthy response.
But it's also
response.
Crazy to find someone on Instagram.
It's crazy.
The fact that she sent the message is absolutely insane. The fact that she even took the time. Things must not be doing well at Table Boston.
No, but the thing is, it's apparently one of the most popular restaurants in Boston.
Yeah. It's...
Are you going to talk about how much the fee is?
Yes. So okay. That's the next thing that I want to get into. So, okay. They do go back and forth a little bit more. Yeah. Like, and she's like, no one on my staff said that. And like, she kind of just keeps up this like shitty tone that she has. And he keeps up like the lengthy, like, you are disrespectful responses and whatever. But as promised, he posts all of this to social media, both Instagram and Twitter. And in his response, he notes that the cancellation fee is $250.
Wow.
For a communal table.
Yeah, how many people were on the reservation?
Two.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's like, I get that reservations, like, restaurants can have a cancellation fee. I understand the purpose. But if you're charging a $250 cancellation fee, you're asking for people to do chargebacks on you.
Yeah. Like, well, I get if it's like a fine dining establishment where that is like not even a fraction of how much the bill would be, and it's like a party of 10, still it would be inappropriate to find and message, but I could see having a cancellation fee. But for a party of two, if this is a popular restaurant, two people are going to be walking in off the street without a reservation, and you're going to be able to seat them. What is the fucking problem?
Yeah, and I just feel like as a restaurant with a cancellation fee, you need to strike a balance between something that, like, it would make them pause to frivolously cancel the reservation. Yeah. But it can't be so high. If chargebacks enrage you to the level that this woman is enraged by them, a $250 cancellation fee, people are going to do chargebacks.
Yeah, of
also,
course.
I feel like a cancellation fee should not even exist. It should be like if somebody just doesn't show
up. No show fee, for sure. No show fee.
Because yes, you still have time.
Yeah, but their cancellation, also the cancellation window was like 72 hours.
Yeah, I think it was 48 hours. So it's like they had 2 days to pull someone from their wait list and get someone in on that table. So I just think $250
is crazy.
Is a crazy amount.
I also think it's crazy that there's this strong of a reservation policy at a communal table restaurant.
Well, it's Boston, so it's not godly.
Well, again,
either.
And also, $250 cancellation fee in Boston. Not only is like she DMing back and forth from the official Table Boston account, but she also starts posting from the official Table Boston Twitter. She tweets, "We kindly ask you to explain why you are disputing your credit card charge." Crickets. We're not mind readers. We asked you to communicate why you are disputing credit card charges. We could care less about cancellations. Such is life. Attached is the email we went you. It's a typo, but
what do you mean we could care less about cancellations?
You clearly care deeply.
I think she's more. She cares because she lost money.
Yeah, but it's also like you didn't necessarily lose money if you just fucking pulled someone from your wait list or what.
No,
like,
it's also if you lost $250, that really should not matter at a successful restaurant.
Yeah. And then she attached that they like sent him kind of like a mean email being like, we see that you disputed the charge. Now there's like a whole other side discourse that's happening about how like credit card insurance, travel insurance works, and like should the credit card have just eaten the fee instead of just like disputing it and doing it that way. Whatever, either way, like he tried to call them and cancel the reservation. Yeah. And then he went through his credit card's travel insurance policy. And the way that they do it is a chargeback.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just how it works. She tweets again. Dear Trevor, you are failing to tell everyone that you disputed your credit card charge, which is extremely hurtful to a small business. We emailed you asking for an explanation. You did not respond to us with any mention of an illness. Don't let the truth get in the way.
What?
She also posted an Instagram story that
read, doesn't matter what he did.
It's too much.
Like, it does not matter if he was just like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. And this is crazy. It's so much. So then she also posted an Instagram story to Table Boston's official Instagram account.
Terrible.
The poor people that work at that restaurant, and they're probably like, God damn, Jen is out of her fucking mind.
So, okay, first she posted this Instagram story. Boo hoo. Then call and cancel and explain. Disputing a cancellation fee is wrong. I spoke to a dozen business owners today who shared their frustrations and people walking all over them as disputing their credit card charges. This has to stop. The lack of respect and entitlement is gross.
Baby,
so she's posting
it sure is.
All of this. I know. So she's posting all of this stuff. She's doubling down. This is very similar to our story from last week.
Yeah,
where,
last
week. This guy said, I am going to screenshot this and post it. She continues and continues and continues. And then I guess the switch flips and she realizes like the public sentiment is not going her way. So then she sends Trevor a message. Our legal team has been contacted. We privately messaged you and you chose to take this public. The amount of slander that the business is receiving is absolutely horrific. You will be hearing from our lawyers.
She
I'm
needs
sorry
to learn her
to
lesson.
This.
Stop sending messages. Someone take Jen's phone.
Well,
this sounds like a woman that needs to lay down after she takes her Ambien. Like, this sounds like somebody on an Ambien-induced psychosis.
It is so funny to me to seek this person out. Send them a message that you know can be screenshotted.
Yeah.
Then continue fighting with them after they said, I am going to screenshot this. Post publicly multiple times and then go, we tried to resolve this matter in private.
I know.
What are you fucking talking about?
Like, oh, and God. Also, no, you didn't. The resolving of the matter is that you lost the fee. That's
yeah.
it.
Or that you go back. Because, like, the other thing is, like, when someone disputes a credit card charge, you as the business can dispute it back. So just go through whatever that process is to say, like, no, whatever. So,
so crazy.
For a table of two. I'm like,
for a table of
you
two.
Would think they rented out the whole restaurant for the night.
It's not a table of two. It's two seats.
Two seats.
At a communal table.
Yeah, God forbid somebody's going to be able to spread their elbows one night at Table Boston.
So, okay, at a certain point, she's threatening legal action, etc. Then she shuts down all of Table's official social media accounts. Okay. Those are gone.
Oh, my God.
But this does not mean that she has logged off.
Never.
Certainly not. So now we get to, she starts responding to negative reviews of the restaurant on Google. So one person did a one-star review like 4 hours after all of this went down. Bad customer service experience when I visited. Extremely rude management. Additionally, the owner is known for tracking down customers and sending nasty DMs on Instagram over a reservation cancellation due to unexpected hospitalization. Absolutely do not patron this place. Response. Have you convinced yourself that this is the truth? Maybe you should talk to your friend Trevor about the credit card fee that he disputed after we emailed him twice asking him why.
She's like, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
We know nothing about a hospitalization or an illness. Yes, you do, because he explained it to you multiple times in via DM and his husband called you. But please do not like get facts in the way of your fun little story. Our legal team has been alerted. Leaving a fake review for a restaurant is illegal. I don't think that's true.
No, it's not. And also, Yelp knows. Like, Yelp, you can't review someplace that you haven't been.
Yeah. But this is Google, but also,
Yeah, but their Yelp is currently on, like, you know when it goes into, like, bullying mode on a Yelp? Their Yelp
I hate Yelp so much.
Their Yelp
I firmly believe anyone that, like, no one goes and is like, oh, that was a nice dinner. Let me go on Yelp and write a nice review.
It's the worst people.
Okay, so this leads people to discover that Jen actually has a history of responding to negative reviews way prior to
this. Doesn't seem like Jen's first tango.
No, so here, there's one from over 3 years ago where someone said, I had a horrible experience with the owner when I tried to use a gift card I received prior to lockdown. She gave me a very hard time stating that these are hard times and insinuating I should pay cash instead. Yes, these are hard times. Unfortunately, they are hard for both the restaurant owner and myself.
Yeah, that's why I'm using a gift card.
Gift cards should always be honored. I will not be returning, and I will not be letting all my friends know this restaurant is not worth the trip. The owner says this did not happen in the comment below, but it unfortunately did. So clearly this person edited after Jen responded, fake review. This did not happen. We have no cash in the restaurant.
What?
You can only place an order through the online credit card system. I've never spoken to anyone about a gift card. Find better things to do with your time. You left the same comment on Facebook. This never happened.
You've never spoken to anyone about a gift card?
We don't have cash in the restaurant.
I love the, have you convinced yourself this is the truth?
Have you convinced yourself this is the truth?
And they, maybe they're like, no cash, they're credit card only. But like, that still would imply, like, she could have been like, pay money. It's semantics.
Yeah, exactly. She's harping on that when it's like, no, what this person is saying is that, like, you gave her shit for trying to use a gift card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another review from 3 years ago. I would rate this 0 stars if I could. Overpriced, food not good, had to send back because it was cold. One of the meals had hair in it. When we complained, the owner was very nasty to us. Wouldn't go here if someone gave me a free gift card. Jen responds, fake review. Nobody has ever sent back food.
Ever?
She says, nobody has ever sent back food.
Okay, now we just know that like she is
crazy,
completely
incredible. There's no restaurant in the world.
When I was working at the restaurant, like, 2 or 3 people sending back food would be like a very good night.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like par the course.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever sent back food, and there has never been any reports of hair in anything. We don't have. Then she says, which I don't understand.
None of our chefs have hair.
This line I don't even understand. She says, we don't have, in quotes, meals. I don't know what that means.
I think maybe if it's communal table, you order communally.
You're right. We don't have meals.
But
we
that could just be
style.
That the hair is in the big fucking thing of food. What do you mean?
Yeah,
the meal, like, is just served in a different type of dish, you stupid ass.
This is a fake review. So I just kind of do wonder why she thinks so many people are leaving fake reviews for her businesses.
A long time ago, not even recently.
We don't even have food here.
We don't even serve. This isn't a restaurant.
Like, what's going on at Table Boston?
What is going on?
Oh my God.
So
this doesn't seem like a woman that would love communal dining, honestly.
Yeah, it's very...
I know. I'm like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near this. Like, the conceit of this place seems so like, oh, it's so different. You're having a communal table. Like, it seems like so pure and sweet. And then it's just run by the nastiest woman ever.
I know. If I want to feel like family, I'll go to Olive Garden.
Well,
amen.
Right?
They don't care.
Yeah, I love Olive
Garden. Come on. You know the manager at Olive Garden is going to treat you like a fucking king.
Well.
Okay, so then another person at AlexMurphy2020 tweeted that they once posted a negative review of the restaurant, and Jen tracked them down and threatened to sue them until they removed the review. And then, this is my favorite.
Also, you can't sue people for that.
No, you can't. It's not illegal to leave a negative review of a restaurant.
Except... we'll sue you if you leave a negative review on our podcast.
Yeah. It is legal to leave a negative review of a podcast.
That's illegal.
And you will be hearing from our legal
from
team.
From our lawyers.
We are on the road to 100, but there are limits.
No, for sure.
I spent 6 months at Rikers because I left a negative review once.
Well, you shouldn't have done it.
You shouldn't have done it.
You shouldn't have done it.
He had it coming.
Okay. So this is my favorite twist of the story.
Okay.
All of the public Instagrams and socials are shut down. The Google page for the restaurant gets marked as permanently closed. So people can't leave reviews anymore. Jen has gone private on all of her accounts. But someone, I'll see who you guys think this might be. Someone with the handle Jen Royal Fan Club.
Oh my God.
Starts responding.
Not Jen Royal Fan Club.
Oh my God.
Starts responding to tweets.
Jen's amazing.
Starts responding in the thread. They have fantastic food. Just because you are too poor to afford.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Just because you are too poor to afford reservations does not mean they aren't excellent dining services. And then someone responded, I'd rather have shit food and not have to deal with the owner stalking me than the best food in the world and the owner stalking me over $250. Jen Royal Fan Club responds, because you are poor. you can't afford a seat at the table. So, you know.
Also, I love the idea of this communal restaurant. You can't afford a seat at the table.
Well.
You are poor. Like, it,
you're poor. So, you can't afford more than one table.
Yeah, like, you can't eat one cancellation fee. You're losing your fucking mind over $250. So, just quick poll. Do we think Jen Royal Fan Club is Jen Royal?
I think.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, so, I would say if you blocked the restaurant, you know how you, like, now you can tell other accounts. Mm-hmm. Because if you block one account, it blocks everything that that phone has created.
Yeah. So, someone should do that work. To find out about Jen Royal Fan Club. But either way, so yeah, they've had to shut down everything on Google. They have to mark themselves as permanently closed on Google so they can't get reviews anymore. Their Yelp is in panic mode. The story was picked up by the Boston Herald. Jen Royal's personal accounts are finally private. And so I think with all of that information, we can say, Jen Royal, go touch grass.
My favorite thing about, well, she's just like crazy and like it's too much and everything. But my favorite thing was like all of her past shit gets put. You know, that's why you got to be careful. That's why shit that you do in the past will catch up. And like there's all this proof that she's like been a menace. Mm-hmm. But there is this one thing where like I guess they had this fried mozzarella that was really popular and it was. She posted this rant. She's like, the fried, and this delicious looking photo of like a fried mozzarella, like pull apart, like it looks so delicious. And then she has like a paragraph in all caps. It's like, this was from our summer menu. Do not order this. We don't have it anymore. Stop asking about it. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's also like,
just offer her the fucking fried mozzarella.
And it's also like cheap.
Yeah.
And also, what's summer about fried mozzarella? I'd love to have. I want fried mozzarella in the right winter.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of restaurant owners are a little
kooky,
but yeah, that's taking the cake.
You
have to hire social media people if you are someone like that.
Well, but
she shouldn't
have
access to the account.
Yeah,
but I bet you she's one of those people that thinks that like. There's a clear line between people like this and people who think that social media managers don't do anything, they're not important, or you don't have to pay them.
Well, she's obviously the cheapest woman in America.
Well.
Yeah, so she's like, I'll run the social media and I'll do it great. And then she's like, tanks her entire business. Because I do feel bad. I mean, I feel bad for her employees because I can only imagine as a boss, she's
a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. But also, it's like now you're working at this restaurant where at least for a little while, there's gonna be a dip in attendance. This is like, especially for someone who like receives a tipped wage, like it's actually fucked up for you to
like a Schwartz and Sandy's.
Which
back to Tom Schwartz of it all.
Oh my god. But yeah, it's like she's in the Boston Herald now. Like
right now, Table Boston, a bunch of articles about this come up. If you Google her name, a bunch of articles about this come up. Like, it's just so funny to me for someone to like lash out so publicly. And then as soon as they realize public opinion is not on their side, they're like, we're going to sue. It's illegal to say negative things about a restaurant. Like, I can't believe you didn't handle this privately. Like, what are you?
No, she's unhinged.
Yeah.
Also, who handles an issue? Like, it's just crazy.
There should be so many levels between her and the customers if she's the owner of the restaurant, too. Like, there should be, like, a manager and, like, servers. Like, all there should be, like, different layers of people between her and these accounts.
This would be, like, a hostess issue.
Yeah. Also, like, people are also saying, which I also agree, that Trevor's a dork.
Trevor is a dork. That response was dorky, but...
I know. And Trevor's a dork. And then also... So I think Jen found like a picture of Trevor that weekend of him like running a marathon or something.
No.
But Hoon, I don't trust anything that's coming from Jen, honest. But like people... Like, that could be an old picture.
Yeah, but...
Trevor's
yeah.
response was too lengthy, I would say.
But going back and forth too.
Yeah, like, and going back and forth or whatever, but... Sending the message, like, I would definitely post to social media if I canceled, if I did a chargeback and I got a message like that.
$250 is rough.
And $250 is
$50, like, you got to charge it to the game, but $250, like.
No, that's
and
too that, much.
And charging for no-show is really what you should be doing. Yes. With cancellation.
Within 48
hours. Also, like, if someone is hospitalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital. Like, it's you're begging to go bad viral if you handle it the way that she handled
There's good viral and bad viral.
There's good viral and
she
bad viral.
She needed to do Jasani's apology.
Good viral and bad viral both end in you getting death threats, but
yeah. there is a But good one ends with money and one doesn't.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Well,
that was another episode of Go Touch Grass. Chris, it was such a joy to have you. Why don't you tell our listeners where people can find you, follow you, like, share, subscribe, etc.
Fat Carrie Bradshaw on Instagram and TikTok. And everything's there. Just go there. FatCarrieBradshaw.com. And whatever your poison.
Beautiful. Guys, you can follow me at Pandalise on Instagram and at Elise Navidad. I almost forgot my own handles. Mm-hmm. There were so many handles today.
Yeah.
And at Elise Navidad on TikTok.
You can follow me. Millie Tamaris at Millie_Tamaris on Instagram and TikTok, and at Millie Tamaris on Twitter. And you can follow the pod.
Follow the
on
pod.
Go Touch Grass Pod. We are going to share every little piece, or not every little, but some of the things that we talked about today. Yeah. We share it in a carousel. So
yes, the day the episode drops, we always post a carousel to our Instagram that mm-hmm. has the DMs, the videos, all of the sources that you need to get a picture of what
to
we
go follow Jen.
Yeah, so yeah. that you can go, so that you can make your reservation.
Join
Jen
the Jen
Royal Fan Club.
Fan Club, yeah. And you know, you let us know if you think Jasani was in the round. We say hashtag justice for Jasani.
Yeah, we came down especially hashtag justice for Jasani.
And yeah, check out our Patreon. We mm-hmm. did a Risa Tisa recap of Who the Fuck Did I Marry.
I'm on part 40.
You're mm-hmm. on part 40. Exactly. We got a lot going on.
We dug into that and the aftermath.
And the aftermath.
Which is big.
I've been watching Legion's videos too.
Oh my God, you need help. and you know, we'll have a really exciting episode this week on the Patreon. And we're on the road to 100, guys.
We're on the road to 100.
Like, share, subscribe, but also leave us. We're almost getting there on Spotify, but we need more on Apple. We need more love.
Apple's tough. Apple what you got to do, here's what I'm going to say. What you got to do is you go to the show page, you scroll all the way down past the episode.
Yes.
That is where you will see the reviews. You can leave 5 stars and then you click leave a review, and that's where you can write something nice to us. Though I think just hitting 5 stars counts for our numbers towards the road to 100. Yeah. So if you don't have time to write, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to write us a nice little message, we read them. No,
always, you know? We'll take it. We'll read them.
All right, guys. That was our episode. And until next time,
go touch grass.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.